all those senior citizens are not having a good time anymore. Okay, we'll look over for Donkey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another great episode, maybe even the greatest episode yet, of the Apple Sauce Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And we're your hosts. And I would like to take a moment to thank you. Yes, you. I'm talking directly to you right now for downloading this episode. We are very grateful for your download. And I hate to ask any more of you because you've already done more than enough. But it would be awesome if you would take a moment to give us a 5-star rating and a review and even share this podcast with your family, friends, even your enemies. Just spread the word. All right. Are you ready, Aaron?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well, let's get started here. We'll jump right in with some would you rather questions. All right. First one. Would you rather lose your ability to taste or your ability to smell?
I would rather lose my ability to smell because I smell a lot more foul things than I do taste foul things.
I could agree with that. The only thing I could see on this was if you lost your ability to taste, then you would just eat healthier because, you know, if salad tastes like cake, if they both taste the same, why not just go ahead and eat the salad as opposed to the cake and eat healthier, you know? So if you didn't taste anything, you wouldn't eat junk food. You'd eat healthier, so you'd be healthier. And smell, I can see smell being helpful in certain situations of safety. Like, you sometimes you smell the smoke before you see a fire. If your house is on fire, you would smell the smoke first before you saw anything else. You might smell a gas leak before, you know. I got nothing else.
Maybe you could taste the gas first if you lose your ability to smell.
But, I mean, granted, you know, I think you're right. During the course of a day, I smell more foul things than I taste because I can choose what I put in my mouth. I can't choose what I'm smelling.
And then it goes by the fact that usually when you lose one sense, your other senses are strengthened. So if you were to lose your taste, then you'd smell things a lot stronger. So, like, if I wasn't able to taste cake, the smell of skunks would be so, like, much worse. Now, if I lost my ability to smell, the flavorfulness of, like, a pepperoni pizza fresh out of the oven would be so much greater.
Okay. I could see that. I think for, like, for health reasons, losing ability to taste would probably be better for you, but I think just for livability, is that a word, livability? For livability reasons, I think I'd give this the sense of smell, and because I want to taste. Mm. Although, you know, if you hold your nose, food tastes differently, so if you lost your sense of smell, would your food then taste different too?
Probably, because smell is part of eating.
So maybe the stuff that's tasting good wouldn't taste so good anymore.
It'd taste different, it wouldn't taste bad.
Interesting. All right, let's move on. Next question. Would you rather be able to read minds or predict the future?
I would love to be able to predict the future purely, or even reading minds. I think I would prefer predicting the future, though, because then the lottery comes into play.
Yeah.
Like, you could just keep winning the lottery. However, now that I'm thinking about it, I might switch my mind to reading people's minds. Purely for the sake of, like, betting. Like, hey, I bet I can guess what number you're thinking of right now. Now, I wouldn't be stupid and get it right every time. It would be more of like, I know they're thinking of a 5. Every so often I guess a 2 or a 7. But I get just enough that I make a profit.
But after all, people would just stop betting you. They know, okay, you know, they know you're good at it, so they'd stop betting you. And, it, you know, you're not making a big score. You're like, you're making a few bucks every time. So you got to do this nonstop to make a living. Whereas you go back to your first thing of predicting the future with the lottery, with sports betting, gambling, you know, if I'm at the blackjack table and I know what card's coming up next, I know whether to hit or stay, you know, so I can profit from that quicker than I can read people's minds. But it would be cool to read somebody's mind. Although, it could be dangerous, too, because if you know what they're thinking, you might know things you don't want to know. You know, like you might find out people don't actually like you that you think they do, or some, you know, or maybe you fix this great meal for somebody and you realize they're telling you they like it, but their mind's saying, no, they hate it. It's the worst thing they ever ate. It's going to really devastate you. So maybe it's better off not be able to read someone's mind.
But at the same time, if you were to be able to predict the future and you were at casinos and you were betting on horse races and stuff, especially at casinos, the more you win, the bigger of an eye they keep on you if you win. So eventually you may get kicked out because you're winning too much.
Yeah, but if you're between the casinos, sports betting, you know, like I said, horse races, lotteries, you wouldn't take much before you've made enough money that you could back off. I mean, you could make your money. In a lottery, you go out and win a lottery that's several hundred million dollars, you know, Powerball or Mega Millions or something. You know, you win that once or twice and then you're done. You have enough money, you know. Whereas if I'm betting you a dollar, I can guess what number you're thinking about. That's a lot of minds to read to build up $100 million or $200 or $300 million, you know, before you could, you know, step away and say, I'm going to retire. I'm not saying you can't retire with less than $100 million. And obviously you can, but it's still a lot. So I think I'd rather predict the future.
I think I'd agree with you.
All right. Next, would you rather have $100,000 or take a 50-50 chance at $1 million? So I can say right now, Aaron, I'll give you $100,000 cash right now, free and clear, no questions asked, or I'll give you a chance, 50-50 chance of winning $1 million.
I'd have to go with the 50-50 chance of $1 million because $1 million versus $100,000, that's 10 times as much is point number one. Point number two is thinking about it like this. If I don't get the 100 or the $1 million, then I don't lose anything. I just didn't get something, so it's not really a loss.
You can look at that. Although I look at it as you lost the 100,000 because you could have took that. That was guaranteed. I think for me, the $1 million is not enough. Because in this day and age, $1 million is not enough to just say, okay, I'm done. I made $1 million. So I can just, I'm free and clear, you know. But a lot of people make $1 million, and you think about it, you know, time you buy a house and you pay for, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you can't live off $1 million. Don't be wrong here. You can't. But you can also, it's not going to go as far as I think you think it would go. So in other words, I almost would take the $100,000 guaranteed. Now, if that was $10 million, that might be enough to risk it for me. You know, if I got to, because $10 million is enough. If I had $10 million now, I could just retire.
I feel like if you had the $1 million, you could, and you're like, feel like $1 million is enough to live off of, which it can be, but you could stow away enough of the $1 million and just maybe keep $100,000 of it. So now you've got $900,000 invested in something, and then eventually that will over time grow to maybe $10 million.
I guess what I'm saying is with the $1 million or the $100,000, I'm still working. I still got a job. You know, I'm not able to retire yet with either one of those. So I think I'd almost rather just take the $100,000 guaranteed as opposed to maybe walking with nothing. But if that $1 million became like say $10 million or maybe even $5 or $6 million somewhere, where it became enough that it's enough that if I won that I would be done, I could retire and then just enjoy life, then maybe I would take that chance, you know. But I don't know. I think I'd take it. If it was $100,000 versus a 50-50 chance on $1 million, I would take the $100,000 guaranteed, walk away knowing I got something.
What if it was guaranteed $100,000 or $10 million, but it's a 1 in 10 chance or a 1 in 20 chance?
Enough. I'd take $100,000. It's gotta be better odds. 1 in 10, that means there's 9 chances I'm not getting it, so there's a very likelihood I'm getting nothing. $100,000 is enough to make an impact. I mean, I can do a lot with $100,000. You know, if that was $1,000 versus a 1 in 10 chance of $10 million, I'm taking the $10 million. Now the $1,000 is not enough to really entice me. If it's $10,000, That's if it's 10,000 versus a 1 in 10 in chance in $10 million, that's a tougher decision.
What if it's something like super extreme? It was some like it's a 1 in 50 chance maybe, but it is like $200 million.
Versus 100,000 guaranteed?
Versus 100,000 guaranteed.
I think I'd take 100,000. I just, it's not worth, I mean, that's, you're the 1 in 50. I mean, it's still much better odds than, say, a lottery. But there's such a great chance to walk away with nothing. I'd rather take the guaranteed $100,000 and just know I've got something. Because the odds are I'm not winning the $200 million. I'm not getting that.
All right.
So, I'm taking $100,000 in this case. Just give me something to walk away with.
I'd go with $1 million.
All right. Well, good chance. Good luck with that. All right. Let's go on to our next segment, which is weird state laws. We've done this before. I don't think I've doubled it. I think I've got some different ones here. So, I'm just going to give you some state laws that, as far as I can tell, they are still in the books and still being enforceable. I don't know if they're actually being enforced, but we'll start with Alabama. In Alabama, it's illegal to drive blindfolded.
I don't think that's weird. I feel like that's reasonable.
But for them to make it a law, there had to be a rash of people driving blind. I mean, it had to be more than one person to do it for them to make it a law. It had to be a bunch of people driving blindfolded, you know.
Perhaps it was one person who, like, got caught and they're like, hey, you can't do that. And they said, there's no law against it, so you can't stop me.
Okay. I mean, just the fact there had to have been somebody in Alabama driving blindfolded for there to be a law, I would think.
Imagine being, like, you're driving a car and you end up pulling next to a car, like, on the highway, and you turn and look at them, and the driver's blindfolded.
Yeah, right? That would freak me out. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, but then I got to thinking, is it legal to drive blindfolded? Is it legal in other states to drive blindfolded? Is Alabama the only one that's illegal to drive blindfolded? That just does bother me a little bit.
Perhaps.
Okay. All right. In Connecticut, you'll like this one. In Connecticut, in order for a cucumber to be called a pickle, it must be able to bounce. And apparently part of the, I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. I was a little confused where this is. There was a gentleman who was selling cucumbers as pickles. They weren't pickles, they were just cucumbers, but selling to customers as pickles. And so the state went in and said, no, we got to change the law. So you can no longer label a cucumber pickle unless it can bounce.
What if you were like, take said cucumber and hollow out the inside so that way it does bounce?
Well, then you have a hollowed-out cucumber no one's going to buy anyway.
But it bounces, therefore it's a pickle.
I don't think a hollowed-out cucumber is going to bounce. No, just because a cucumber bounces doesn't mean it's a pickle, but in order for it to be called a pickle, it has to bounce. So all pickles have to bounce. So if you have a pickled cucumber that does not bounce, you can't call it a pickle.
I just want to, like, I'm picturing right now you're at a market or something selling pickles. The health inspector walks up, looks you dead in the eye, picks up one of your pickles and chucks it at the ground. It doesn't bounce, and he just goes, "Welp, you're being shut down."
How high does it have to bounce to be considered a bounce? I mean, like, just come off the ground, just a fraction, or does it have to come up so far?
I don't know, man.
All right, in Delaware, you can't sell dog hair. You can't sell your cat's hair either. So you can't sell dog or cat's hair in Delaware.
Can you sell, like, gerbil hair?
I think the law was pet hair, maybe. Yeah, I think the law was pet hair. So we'll go with pet hair. I don't know.
All right. Well, once again, it seems like common sense.
Yeah, you would think. But obviously somebody was selling an awful lot of pet hair to be... for them to make a law on, which I don't quite understand.
Why would you buy pet hair?
Well, that's what I would... I mean, if you're selling it and there's no buyers and they're not really... You know, just because I have it for sale, it's not a sell until someone buys it. So that means there was some demand for people to buy pet hair. So somebody was buying it as well in order for them to outlaw the sale of it. Otherwise, you know, if no one bought it, supply and demand, you know, there would be no demand, so there's no need to supply.
That means a group of people had to have wanted pet hair. There was a pet hair industry.
Well, yeah, and how much money are you making from selling pet hair? I mean, now I wonder if that includes like sheep and alpaca, where you shear the hair. That's part of what you do.
But I don't think it would be considered that, because that's just natural, like, wool. rather than
hair.
Taking scissors, cutting off my dog's fur, and selling it on eBay.
I guess. All right, well, that's Delaware. So if you've got cat or dog hair to sell, you cannot do it in Delaware. All right, in Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in your ear. A coin, like a quarter, a penny, a dime, whatever.
Well, why?
All I can think of is like the magician who pulls a quarter out of your ear. I guess maybe somebody got tired of that trick and said, okay, that's now illegal to do. No more of putting coins in people's ears. I don't.
The Hawaiians do not like magicians.
I mean, I don't know why you'd be, unless you're trying to, like, smuggle coins into Hawaii or something.
They're going to outlaw rabbits out of hats next.
Maybe. I don't know.
And endless handkerchiefs.
All right. In Indiana, it's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour.
But what is that? Why the Kentucky Derby's not in Indiana?
Well, no, that's because if it was in Indiana, it wouldn't call it the Kentucky Derby.
But
I think there's horse racing in Indiana.
Do they not go over 10 miles an hour?
I guess they because it's a horse racing establishment, I guess they have an exception to the law. I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, but a horse can't, you know, you can't ride your horse above, maybe, I don't know, the law doesn't state, maybe if you go in debt, maybe it's like over 10 miles an hour on like public streets. I don't know. It just says it's illegal to ride your horse above 10 miles per hour.
I want to see someone like in their backyard galloping along and then a cop is in the bushes with his little
radar gun.
Yeah, radar gun. Oh, that's 11 miles an hour. Walks out, goes, ma'am, you're under arrest.
I don't know if you get arrested. You would just get a ticket like you would for speeding. All right. In Iowa, it is illegal to throw a brick onto a highway.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
I mean, yeah, I think it is. Now, let me go a little further. It is illegal to throw a brick on a highway unless you have written permission from the city council. So you can do it if you get permission. I don't know when the city council would give you permission, but apparently there's been occasions where they had to have done that in order to put that little clause in there. Means there have to be exceptions at times they allow it.
Why? How would you get that, like, permission? Because I kind of want that permission.
I guess I don't know if it's a, like, it's a one-time permission, or if you just go to the city council and you're immune, like, you get lifetime immunity for the law, and you can just throw bricks wherever you want on the highway.
Give you a little piece of paper that says you can now throw bricks on the highway.
I guess that's Iowa. I don't know. All right, in Louisiana, sorry, I'm already laughing. It's illegal to send a surprise pizza. It's considered harassment, and it comes with a $500 fine. So if you send pizza to someone else's house, you could be fined. You could be charged with harassment and fined $500 for that. And I don't know how they would prove, you know, if you put the wrong address in and your neighbor got your pizza instead of you. I don't know if that would probably be against the law.
I doubt it. I just can't imagine, like, you're at your friend's birthday party and all of a sudden the doorbell rings. You go, oh, I wonder what that is. Pop open the door. There's the pizza delivery guy with a cop right behind him. Sir, you're going to have to pay a fine for that surprise pizza.
Well, if you don't get permission of the house is going to, I guess you would. Yeah. I mean, it's considered harassment. So, I mean, I guess I could see a case where somebody is just sending. If you're sending pizzas without paying, like you're calling in, ordering pizza, and not paying for it ahead of time, so now all of a sudden it keeps going to this house, the pizza guy's delivering, wanting payment, you didn't order it, I could see it happening enough that it becomes annoying and can be harassment in that case. So maybe there was a big rash of people sending surprise pizzas across the state of Louisiana, like, you know, like prank phone calls. It's kind of like prank pizzas, your delivery.
Maybe just one person sending pizzas to everyone in Louisiana.
It could be just one person, or maybe it's only one person that's getting all the pizzas in Louisiana that doesn't want, they're like, you know, have a pizza allergy and they maybe could die of it. I don't know. All right. In Montana, it's illegal to give a rat as a present.
I think that sounds fair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with that. I think maybe it should be illegal just period anywhere to give a rat as a present.
What if your child wants a pet rat, though? then you can't get him a pet rat, because then that's like... That's
a good call. Well, you can't give it to him as a present.
What's considered a present and what's considered not a present?
I guess you give them, you get a rat and then you make them like pay you a dollar. They can buy the rat from you. It's not a gift.
You wrap up the rat in gift wrap and put it under the tree.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't go. That's probably illegal. That's probably, you know, I mean, I don't know what kind of rights rats have. Like, does PETA, are they protecting rights to pet rats as well? They probably are.
Rats transmit the coronavirus, so I'm sure they don't have as much rights as they used to.
Yeah, they've become, what am I looking for? Outlaws, maybe. Outlaws of some sort. I don't know. All right, anyway. In North Carolina, it is illegal to play bingo while drunk. So no drunk bingo in North Carolina.
All those senior citizens are not having a good time anymore.
Or the drunk college kids are crashing the bingo parties for the old people. Maybe that's what happened.
I want to see grandma there at bingo night, just completely hammered. Every time they call a number, it's bingo!
Maybe that's the problem, is you get there drunk and you start putting things out wrong and you keep... miscalling bingo, and it just got annoying, so they finally just said, no more drunk bingo, because you can't keep track of what numbers have been called. We're done.
A group of senior citizens in bingo night, all of them in sync. Bingo!
All right. In Oregon, it's illegal to go hunting in a graveyard.
Hunting for what?
I don't know.
Bodies?
It didn't specify. It's illegal to go hunting in a graveyard. I don't know.
Man walking into the graveyard with his rifle, points it right into the ground and just starts shooting.
So I guess if we ever had a zombie apocalypse, the zombies could just hide out in the graveyards in Oregon and they couldn't get shot.
That's not much of an apocalypse, then. They're in one spot.
I'm just saying, for safety, it's like base. They're at base and then they can just venture out when we're not looking.
It's not...
They just go graveyard to graveyard across the state of Oregon until they cover the entire state and then they have us surrounded.
Whatever.
All right. In Washington, this is in the state of Washington, it's illegal to attach a vending machine to a utility pole.
Oh, man.
I guess if you didn't want the vending machine stolen, you would attach it to a utility pole. And I guess maybe because it interferes with the utility workers from accessing the pole.
That ruins my Super Bowl plans.
But I'm trying to figure out how you would attach a vending machine to a pole unless you're like a big old chain around yours. I mean, big chain. Are you drilling screws to the back vending machine into the wooden pole? I mean.
What if you like wired it up to the pole, like for electricity purposes? So you're.
Well, that's not like, I guess if as long as it's away from the pole and just run a power cord, it's probably not being attached to it, is it?
Is that what the law is specifying?
It didn't really give a lot of details on that, you know? Granted, I didn't really dig too deep into it because I'm not planning on attaching a vending machine to a utility pole in Washington anyway, so I figured that there was no need to go much further than what I was into that.
Starts as soon as you start researching attaching vending machines to utility poles in Washington, the FBI is going to be on your trail.
That's right. They're tracking you down for that, for selling rats, and for playing drunk bingo, and and sending us those surprise pizzas in Louisiana. You're going to be locked up for life. No chance of parole.
And for riding your horse over 10 miles
an hour through the state of Indiana,
or even just hunting camels in Arizona.
That's right. Speaking of that, and lastly, I got one here from Arizona, the state where it is illegal to hunt camels. As you mentioned, did you know it is also illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub in the state of Arizona?
So not only can your pet donkey not sleep in a bathtub, but you can't hunt the camels that are coming for it.
Wait, camels are coming for donkeys?
Yes, the camels are hunting down your donkey, so you must hunt the camels. But the cops won't let you.
I just gotta go, who's putting a donkey in their bathtub and why?
To give it a bath. What else do you put things in a bathtub for?
No, but the donkey, you can give him a bath, he just can't sleep in the bathtub.
What if he falls asleep during the bath?
You gotta wake him up.
What if I don't know how?
See, and I wonder, is this like a case where like a farmer had an old bathtub sitting out in the field somewhere in the pasture, and the donkeys were sleeping in it, And somebody just said, well, that's not right. My donkey doesn't have a bathtub. I don't want yours to have one. So I'm going to make a law so you can't do that anymore.
I can't hunt those camels, so you can't hunt mine.
I can't hunt camels, so your donkey can't sleep in a bathtub. I can't hunt my camels. Oh, all right. All right, moving on. We have a new segment here for everyone. It's called Florida Man. And you all can play along as well with us. Basically, it's just as simple as you Google, you can Yahoo it. You can Bing it. What other ways you can...
If you're trying to Bing it, you might as well just stop right there.
Well, there's a... Is Ask Jeeves still a thing, or is that...
I don't know.
Can you still ask Jeeves?
Hey Siri.
I'm dating myself. Oh, yeah. You can say, hey Google, hey Siri. I probably set off, hey Alexa. Yeah, I guess there is no more Ask Jeeves. Now it's just ask.com. So anyway, if you just search Florida Man, you'll come up with all kinds of weird headlines. So Aaron and I kind of go back and forth here for a bit on some of the more entertaining or funny headlines we come across. And I'll start here, Aaron. First one I got, Florida Man attacked during selfie with squirrel. And there's a picture of him with a selfie with him smiling in the squirrel's head in there. And the very next shot, there's a picture of the squirrel on his back and he's running away screaming. So I don't know who else was there with him, but they got a video of the squirrel actually attacking him afterwards.
Why? Why would you? I feel like that's not his fault.
No, it's the squirrel's a wild animal.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got one here. It's Florida man accused of giving beer to an alligator. Apparently, his friend caught the alligator, and he wanted the alligator to bite his arm off, so he poured beer into its mouth.
Wait, he wanted the alligator to bite his arm off?
Yeah.
But why would beer be that? Why would beer cause the alligator to bite his arm off?
Get some drunk so they start playing bingo, get mad they lost, and bite your arm off.
All right, Florida man was wearing a shirt that said, who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs. Well, apparently he was arrested for possession of drugs. So just tell the world, we wear your shirt that says, I have drugs, and you get arrested with possession of drugs.
Why would you wear that shirt?
While having drugs on you. You'd think you'd be a little more inconspicuous when you're out selling drugs.
Okay, so I got one. Florida man pleads guilty to killing sawfish by removing extended nose with a power saw.
So he sawed off the sawfish's saw.
Yes.
Is that real? Sawed off the sawfish's saw. How many saws can a man saw off a sawfish's saw? That sounds like so. Okay. All right. Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Is the alligator the deadly weapon?
The alligator. It's assault. He threw an alligator through the Wendy's drive-thru window.
Why did he throw it through the window?
I guess he didn't get his order he wanted, or maybe he didn't have his ketchup, or
He wanted a chocolate frosty, not a vanilla one. So he pulled out the alligator he has in his back pocket. But
that's what I'm wondering. Was the alligator just roaming the parking lot, or did he bring it with him? I mean, where did the alligator, or did he have to go find one, come back, and do that?
He has a conceal and carry permit for an alligator. Florida man arrested for burglarizing cars in jail parking lot moments after being released.
So he didn't even make it to pass the parking lot before he started burglarizing cars. Jeez. Oh, some people. All right. This is actually not a man. This is Florida cop claims Burger King put dirt on his food. Investigation reveals it was seasoning. So they thought the seasoning. Now maybe it tasted like dirt. I don't know. It was a Burger King burger, but come on.
Okay, so I've got Florida man woken up by man who broke into his house, and he was woken up by said burglar sucking on his toes.
Oh, come on. That's disgusting. That's just wrong.
Just imagine waking up in the middle of the night and there's some strange man just sucking your toes.
Well, first you're going to figure out, first you wake up going, what's going on my toes? Then you're like, wait, there's somebody in my house now and they came in to suck your toes. Yeah. All right. A Florida man gets tired of waiting at the hospital, so he steals an ambulance and drives home. which I guess it was the only thing that was readily available for him. So, hey, there's an ambulance. It probably was left running. He just jumped in and drove it home.
Hop and drive home. This is Florida man hunting iguanas with pellet gun prompts lockdown at two nearby schools. And what's even better is there's a picture below it with a man, a bearded man, smiling in a Boy Scout uniform.
Are iguanas a big problem in Florida?
I don't know. But he's hunting them with a pellet gun, too.
Oh, all right. Florida man tries to rob a GameStop while wearing transparent bag on his head. And there's a picture of a surveillance camera of the guy with like a clear see-through bag. And you see his face. He played his day through the bag. I mean, I guess he was smart enough to know he wanted to conceal his identity. He just picked the wrong bag. But I guess if you put like a, if you don't, it's not transparent, he can't see.
Yeah.
And he didn't think to cut eye holes or just put a clear see-through bag on his head. I go, this will work. They'll never know it's me.
This is my favorite one that I found out of all of them. This is the exact title. Florida man, perhaps unfamiliar with cold weather, sets house on fire to keep warm.
Well, it might have been cold and he had to warm up, right?
I like the perhaps unfamiliar with cold weather.
Well, he's in Florida, doesn't get cold very often.
What thought process goes through your head? Oh man, it's cold in here. Honey, get out the matches.
Okay, I got one. A Florida man breaks into jail to hang with his friends. He's not breaking out, but his friends are all in jail, so he breaks in so he can hang out with his friends.
I love that.
All right, you got any more?
I do not.
I got one more here. I think we'll, I guess we'll see. Florida man hides in swamp after a high-speed police chase. Gets stuck and is licked by the police dogs. So he goes out to hide in the swamp. He gets stuck in the mud, and then the dogs find him.
But the best thing is they start licking him.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got one more. I'll end this one, okay? Florida man denies drinking and driving. Says he only swigged bourbon at stop signs. So he wasn't drinking while he was driving, only when he was stopped. He started drinking.
So he's like, no, officer, it's okay. I only chug a bottle when I'm stopped.
He's only taking swigs. I'm chugging the whole bottle. So he's only taking swigs when he was stopped. Yeah, he wasn't drinking while he was driving. He wasn't drinking and driving. He was drinking while he stopped. And then he would drive a little further. I don't know what it is about Florida, but there's something in the air or the water or something that causes people to...
Maybe it's the Miami Dolphins.
Or maybe it's just where all the crazy people go to hang out. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got. You got anything else left, Aaron?
I've got nothing else.
All right. Well, that's it for today and for this episode, everyone. But again, thank you for downloading and listening to the Applesauce Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, it's theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
Theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just search the Applesauce Podcast. I think it's the Applesauce Pod. Facebook.com/theapplesaucepod. Is our site. You can reach us there. Questions, comments, suggestions, whatever you got, send it to us. And again, we would appreciate a 5-star rating and review. Also, if you could pass this on, share this podcast with your friends and family, let everybody know. The more downloads, the more episodes we're able to put out for you, and the happier we'll all be. So again, thanks for the download. Thanks for the listen. And we are out of here.
See ya. Pretty useless.